While celebrating the Toronto Guitar Weekend, it is Maximo Diego Pujol. Music from the master and incredible composer guitarist. You're with the Oasis here on the New Classical FM. My name is Mark Wigmore. Let's get to our look at arts and culture. The Guitar Society of Toronto was formed in 1956 to foster understanding, appreciation, and the study of the guitar. The Society has members and a guitar orchestra, an outreach program, and has produced public recitals for decades, welcoming some of the all-time guitar greats to Toronto for often once-in-a-lifetime performances. Julian Bream, Alexander Lagoya, David Russell, Leona Boyd, Manuel Boraico, many, many others have made appearances. The Toronto Guitar Weekend is often when those big names arrive, and this year's edition is happening this weekend. That's Friday, April 25th through Sunday, April 27th. The event hub is St. Andrew's Church, 73 Simcoe Street, Toronto. The event features concerts, the guitar orchestra, an open mic, a luthier vendor fair, lectures, masterclasses, and brunch with the artists. This is a guitar lover's dream come true. GuitarSocietyOfToronto.com for the Saturday concert or for a weekend pass. The headliner this year, we just heard him, Maximo Diego Pujol, the Argentine classical guitarist and composer. He was born in Buenos Aires, training with some of the most revered names in classical guitar. He is a multiple award winner, including the Argentine Composers Union Prize. He's noted for the influence of Astor Piazzolla and tango music. After his trip to the Toronto Guitar Weekend, he moves on to Germany, Italy, the Czech Republic, and London, England. Seeing Maximo here in Toronto is a very, very rare opportunity. On the line from Buenos Aires, it is Maximo Diego Pujol. Welcome.
Thank you very much, Mark. I am here in Buenos Aires. I am still in Buenos Aires. I'm very happy that I am going to Toronto. Yeah.
Maximo, we look online and we see all these young guitar players performing your compositions or being at master classes with you or what have you. That must be very exciting for you at this point in your career to know that you've had this great influence on so many young players.
Yeah. For me, you can imagine that I started to play the guitar when I was very, very young, when I was 8. And then I started to write music when I was 18, 19 years old. So today, almost 50 years later, I am very proud and very happy. I can't describe my feeling that many people all around the world is playing and learning guitar, playing my music. For me, it's incredible, especially among the young guitar players. When a young guitar player says me, Maximo, your music is fantastic, I am so happy, you can't imagine.
Some really, really beautiful pieces, too, that you've composed that we see these young players with in all different settings all around the world, which is nice. You've talked about in interviews in the past that two big guitar players for you, as you look at the history of guitar, Fernando Sol and Francisco Torrega. Tell us about why they were so important to you as you were learning.
You mentioned two of the most important guitar players and composers in the guitar history. Maybe we can say that Fernando Sor, in Argentina, we say that Fernando Sor invented the guitar. You know, actually, he didn't invent the guitar. But the way of thinking the guitar by Fernando Sor, the way of writing for the guitar by Fernando Sor, it is still today very important to understand the guitar, to understand the guitar language. And Francisco Tárrega was the next step in the guitar history. Both were Spanish. Francisco Tárrega lived during the ending of the 19th century, and he wrote many, many, many pieces in the Romantic style. I always say that Tárrega maybe had a very big problem because in that moment, Tárrega didn't have many, many pieces to play during his concerts. So he had to write his own pieces, sometimes to transcribe many pieces from the romantic composers like Chopin, Beethoven for the guitar. But I think that his best works are his own pieces. Recuerdos de la Alhambra.
Yeah, beautiful.
Capricho Árabe.
Yeah.
Masterpieces. It's incredible that Francisco Tárrega could write those pieces, I don't know, in 1870, 1980. It's incredible, incredible. I think that they created the modern guitar. There are maybe four very important steps in the history of the guitar. Fernando Sor, Francisco Tárrega, Heitor Villa-Lobos, the Brazilian composer.
Of course, wonderful.
And then Leo Brouwer. I think these four composers and very good guitar players, they built the guitar repertoire of today.
On the line with us from Argentina in Buenos Aires, it's Maximo Diego Pujol, headliner of the Toronto Guitar Weekend, composer, performer. He will be on stage on the Saturday night. You can get a weekend pass, a Saturday pass, and you should act soon. This is a very, very rare opportunity. GuitarSocietyOfToronto.com is the website. Maximo, tango is such a big subject. It's been such a big part of your life, of your culture. I would imagine it's just in your blood and it's just an endless well for you to look into.
Yeah, imagine. I was born in Buenos Aires during the 50s.
Yeah.
In that moment, tango was the popular music in my city. My father actually used to be a tango singer when he was young, but he had the problem because his family didn't allow him to be a musician. So he was a very good doctor. tango for us is our life, you know. During the 70s, when I was 18, 20, 22 years old, one of my jobs was to be a guitar player in tanguerias. A tangueria is something like a pub
right.
When you can listen to tango musicians. Every evening, I used to play, sometimes alone, sometimes with a singer, sometimes sharing the show was a very important tango musician in that moment, like Jorge Sobral, Rubén Juárez, Roberto Goyeneche. Roberto Goyeneche was a very, very popular singer in that moment. Even today, we have a street in Buenos Aires called Roberto Goyeneche. Imagine, he was really very, very popular. And when I started to write music, actually, I wanted to write music like Villa-Lobos and Leo Brouwer, but in tango style.
Oh, yeah.
Maybe this sounds very crazy. I know. But I wanted to be a composer. I wanted to write music. Actually, I didn't know that many years later, I was going to be a composer,
yeah.
a real composer. But I wanted to write like Villa-Lobos, but with the sounds of Piazzolla's music. Piazzolla could play the guitar like Villa-Lobos. Tango is you know, is my life.
It's amazing for me how many recordings of Piazzolla we receive every year. It's just so popular.
Yes, I can imagine.
It is just unbelievable. I mean, his star continues to rise year after year.
Yeah, you know, I think he was the more prolific composer in the history. He wrote 2,500 pieces. Too many pieces just for one composer.
It's amazing.
He was really incredible. Piazzolla, yeah.
Maximo, tell us what you have planned. You've got a tour through Europe coming up, but one of your first stops is going to be in Toronto for the Toronto Guitar Weekend. There's a lot of people who are very excited to see you here in the city because it doesn't happen very often. So tell us what you have planned with your repertoire and what that concert's going to look like.
I will play two parts concert, the repertoire of this first part will be Argentinian music, written by very popular Argentinian composers like Ariel Ramirez. Maybe you know.
We do. We have Ramirez and we have Ramirez in the catalog.
Yeah, Alfonsina y el Mar is one of the pieces, maybe the most popular piece written by Ariel Ramirez. I will play music by Atahualpa Yupanqui, Luis Alberto Spinetta. Actually, Spinetta was a rock musician in Buenos Aires.
Okay.
And we'll finish playing Piazzolla's music, of course.
Wonderful.
The repertoire of the second part are my own pieces. I will play three of the first pieces I wrote when I was 18, 19 years old. Then a piece written 15 years ago, and then a suite, a five pieces set written last year.
A tour, a career-spanning tour. Unbelievable. Yeah. We're so excited to have you coming to town. It is this Saturday. There's a weekend pass available, and it is the Toronto Guitar Weekend. GuitarSocietyOfToronto.com to pick up those tickets. There's lots happening. Other concerts. There will be open mics. The guitar orchestra will be performing. Lots going on. Maximo, it's just been a real pleasure. Thank you for taking some time with us here this afternoon.
Thank you. Thank you very much for the interview, Mark. It was a real pleasure for me. Thank you.
Thank you very much. All the way from Buenos Aires in Argentina, he will be here this weekend. Again, tickets, GuitarSocietyOfToronto.com. Once again, let's listen. It's Maximo Diego Pujol.